Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes. Great to have you with us today. All right, joining us is Ainsley Waldron. She is the author of Luxury Globetrotting on a Staycation Budget, an insider's guide to the home exchange experience. Welcome to the show, Ainsley.
Thank you very much.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Now, right now, you are here in the U.S. Tell us what you're doing here in the United States.
Oh, I'm doing a few things. I'm only here for a quick visit of just about a month. Obviously, I am in an exchange house in Los Angeles because my son and his partner recently had twin boys, and they are based in Los Angeles. So that's the number one reason we're here, is to look at the boys and have fun with them. And number two is catching up with a number of friends in LA and in the San Francisco area. And number three is also to talk to a few people about my book.
All right. And tell us what your accent is, your beautiful accent there.
Well, my accent is from Scotland, although I haven't lived in Scotland since 1986. My home nowadays is Brisbane in Australia.
Very, very exciting. Now, you have a book online, and it's called Luxury Globetrotting on a Staycation Budget, an Insider's Guide to the Home Exchange Experience. Now, that can be a little daunting, the whole home exchange experience for a lot of people. They hear about it, they think about it, but they think, not sure that that might be right for me. So let's backtrack just a little bit. How did you get started in traveling through home exchange?
Yeah, well, I heard about it through my sister. She had tried it in Scotland, and she told me how great it was and how safe it was. So we decided just to start trying it 1 year, and we tried it, and it worked successfully. And since that, we've never stopped. We've done over 80 home exchanges because it's such a great way to travel in luxury for free. Once I stopped traveling internationally for business, I actually wanted to continue traveling internationally, and I wanted to continue traveling in a luxurious way. I didn't want a backpack or anything silly like that. I did try it 1 year and spent all the money on the big hotels and found it was very pricey taking even a 2 month vacation. And once I found home exchanging, I realized I could take up to 8 months a year away, and still it was costing me nothing, and living in luxury and experiencing things that I never thought I would experience, you know?
All right. So now, Ainsley, when you talk about home exchange, that means you are giving them your home while you are in somebody else's home.
That's exactly right. We're lucky. We have a beach house on an island in Australia, so we swap that. Some people swap their second homes, their condos. Other people swap their primary residence. The house we're staying in at the moment in Los Angeles area is the primary residence of a couple who are touring New Zealand and Australia at the moment. And it's a beautiful, comfortable home. And they've done probably about 10 exchanges, so they're very comfortable doing it too.
And so how do you go about basing what you're offering to getting the same sort of quality of life? Or does that sometimes not even come into the equation? I mean, certainly if someone has a one-bedroom, let's say, apartment or loft in San Francisco with no views, they're looking to exchange with someone that has these beautiful ocean views that are sitting on an island. I mean, how do you start the process that you know that it's a basically a fair exchange? Because I would think it's giving up your home to be in someone else's home. It has to be of equal value or not.
Well, I think you probably hit the nail on the head earlier when you said it. Generally not. What we're looking for is different things to suit different occasions. So it may be that we're looking for a luxury home for a 1 week break. It may be that we're looking for just a small condo in the middle of a big city. It may be that we're looking for something that has access to bicycle trails in the middle of kind of nowhere. So it depends what you're looking for. And people often ask me if their house is suitable for home exchanging because aren't all the houses big and glamorous? Well, my answer is no. My answer is usually think about why you live in the house you live in and why you are there, why you chose it. What are the aspects of it that are good? And that's the thing that you tell people about, that the aspects of it are good. We stayed, for example, in Vienna in a very small one-bedroom condo, but the location was marvelous. It was exactly where we wanted to be, just in the centre of Vienna. And we've stayed in luxurious palatial homes with stunning views, but they have been in perhaps other places, for example, one overlooking Lake Geneva. It was a good, 20-mile ride to the nearest town, but the views were absolutely stunning. Hmm. So it really depends what you're looking for. If you're looking for a place where you can do kayaking and you can swap equipment, it might be a very, simple little lake house.
Huh. It's fascinating. With us, folks, is Ainsley Waldron. She is the author of Luxury Globetrotting on a Staycation Budget, an insider's guide to the home exchange experience. And they can find, where can they find your online publication?
You can look at my website, which is myplaceforyours.com.
Okay.
My Place for Yours.
Okay, My Place.
I also blog with the blog growingbolder.com, Ainsley Growing Boulder.
All right.
And you'll find some of my blogs. I blog regularly as I travel, so you can see some of the amazing places I travel to, all free.
It is free, but, it's not, it's free, but then it's not free because you are giving up your home, and some people are a little worried about that. So when you have your home set up, obviously, for exchanges, does this mean you have a closet where you lock all your personal things up, or do you not worry about that? You just have your house set up as it would be as if you were living there?
Well, to be honest, we have our second home we exchanged, and there's nothing really valuable in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't lock anything up. But we have been in a number of houses where it's a primary residence, and a lot of people do. They lock either a study or a bedroom or perhaps a huge cupboard in a garage. They often put all their valuables in the one place, or they simply leave a note. For example, the house I'm in at the moment, nothing's locked up, but she did leave a note. Just tell me which crockery and cutlery to use and which glasses to use, and more importantly, which ones not to use. Mm-hmm. And I feel much more comfortable then, because then I know I'm not going to break her valuable antique china that I didn't realize was antique china. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, there was one house we lived in once, we swapped with once, where everything just looked so beautiful that we went down to the local market and bought ourselves two wine glasses because we were terrified we would break the ones in the house.
Oh, I'm sure you have a ton of stories. Now, how do you know that these are reputable? Where do you go to put your home on an exchange site or to find these homes? There has to be reputable sites, or where would a person start? The first timer, they've never done this before. You have fascinated them now. They want to. How do you put your house up on an exchange?
Well, what I advise people to do is to do, first of all, a search. Use your favorite search engine, whether it's Google or Bing or whatever, and type home exchange in it. And perhaps if there's a particular country that you want to, or a particular state that you're keen to try with to start with, type that in as well and see which sites come up, because there are many, many home exchange sites. And then have a good look through the site and see how many homes are in the area you want to go to. And also look at recommendations, because these sites all have recommendation sections. And they all, I think, allow you to try before you buy. So they allow you to browse around the site and try a few things out before you actually take an annual subscription. But the annual subscriptions are very low with these sites. I mean, you can get one for about $20 a year, so mm-hmm. it's not very much. But if you look at the recommendations that people have put for homes, then you can get an idea how safe the home is. In addition to that, if there are, for example, no recommendations up, what we always do is begin by exchanging emails with the people that we want to swap with. And then that usually ends up with phone calls or Skype calls, because it's usually international. We'll Skype each other and get to know each other a bit before we fully commit to the exchange.
And I want to give this, you know, you're an expert on this. Again, folks, it's Ainsley Waldron is with us in her book, A Luxury Globetrotting on a Staycation Budget, An Insider's Guide to the Home Exchange Experience. You can go to her website, myplaceoryours.com, correct?
Myplaceforyours.com.
Got that. All right.
Yes.
Now, Ainsley, if someone were to say, okay, we're exchanging our home, but we need $300. Is that a red flag right then and there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We wouldn't even consider it.
Okay. So then the home exchange is actually just one for one, your home for my home.
That's right. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be equal at all. It could be a one bedroom for a five bedroom. It's just if you agree between yourselves that you will swap. Can I tell you also, there's a different mindset, you know, when you rent somewhere, even using, you know, Airbnb, which is relatively cheap. When I'm in a condo or an apartment where I'm paying rent, if I spill a cup of coffee, yes, I try and mop it up, but there's often still a little stain left. If I'm in an exchange house and I spill something, my mindset is totally different. I will keep cleaning until that is absolutely perfectly clean, because I know that I expect people to look after my house the way I would, and I intend to look after theirs the way they would. And that is certainly the experience we've had throughout.
Fascinating. And again, how many years have you been doing this?
For about 10 years.
Well, it is fascinating. So, Ainsley, is there any place that you haven't exchanged yet that you want to go?
Well, to be honest, no.
No, well, there you,
you know, I'm just so lucky that we just keep looking and finding places. But a lot of people are people our age, and they put on their listing, surprise us. Just see, you know, offer us your place, and we'll see if we want to go there or not. And we do that a bit as well, just, you know, surprise us. And we've been really surprised at the places we've travelled to and the things we've seen. For example, in Poland, we saw an amazing salt mine that is one of the longest in the world, with amazing things carved out of salt, chandeliers, churches, all carved out of salt underneath the ground. I mean, we've had amazing experiences. We swapped with an electronic house in Oregon, where inside it, everything all just happened automatically, lights and doors and windows and shutters and television equipment. And that in itself was just sort of a wonderful experience. And we stayed in a house that the Rat Pack used to vacation in on Vancouver Island, Frank Sinatra and the gang. And there were still things left from their days there. We just had a ball and are continuing to do so.
Well, this is fascinating. Again, Ainsley, thank you so much for joining us today. Give everyone your website one more time.
Yes, it's www.myplaceforyours.com.
We got it. Okay, and when you're here in the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs area, I would like for you to come on in the station and be on the show. How's that?
Oh, thank you. I'd love to.
All right. Thank you so much. Have great travels out there, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And folks, that was Ainsley Waldron, Luxury Globetrotting on a Staycation Budget, An Insider's Guide to the Home Exchange Experience. Fascinating information. I'll make sure her website is posted on Traveling with Françoise. On that note, we need to step aside. When we come back, we have that Johannes gift certificate and more travel information right here on Traveling with Françoise.